It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here we are again. Rashee Rice. Is he cooked? Is he done? Will he even be released by the team? Now, important to note, this is an allegation. Allegedly, there's something been added to his plate, and he's a busy guy in terms of all this court nonsense that he, you know, created for himself. Rashee Rice, as you know, in that six-car pileup, hit and run, where he was a coward and walked off the freeway with his buddies and his entourage after causing a six-car pileup, leaving people injured. And he's facing at least 7 to 8 counts, probably going to be 14 counts by the end of it. Probably will, if I had to guess, plead guilty to some pretty significant charges, being out for the entirety of the 2024 season or 2025 if they do stretch it. But now, he has allegedly assaulted a photographer on Monday night. This report coming from Ari from My Sports Update, and a bunch of other people have picked it up already, so it's everywhere. But this is where I clipped it. Wide receiver Rashee Rice is under investigation for allegedly hitting a photographer at a club. Why would you go to a club? Why would you go to a club at this point? Tell me. These players that continuously get in trouble over and over and over, they don't know how to handle being an adult. They don't know how to handle being an NFL athlete. Why would you put yourself in this situation? This happened on Monday night. The Fantasy Football Show begins now. Let's talk Hollywood Brown. Let's talk Xavier Worthy. Let's talk Kelsey. Let's talk Mahomes. Let's talk how this man's probably not doing much.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Fantasy Football Show. Live! Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Smitty is also live whenever news breaks.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com news desk, here is your breaking news.
Rashee Rice is probably cooked. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know how. Maybe he plays this year. Maybe this alleged, you know, assault is absolutely somebody chasing this thing. I don't know. You know, we don't know. We have to be very, very careful in terms of, like, we don't know what this is. This right here could be a nothing burger, but it also fits the bill for what this guy's character and what his actions have been as of lately. If you ask me, does this sound like Rashee Rice? Yes, it does. The guy that walked off the freeway and left injured people, a six-car pileup, does that sound like the kind of guy that would assault a photographer? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just say I believe it, because I'm allowed to believe whatever I want, right? We have to allegedly speak about it, but I can believe whatever I want. What I believe is that he's cooked. What I believe is that the Chiefs are probably in a boardroom right now saying, okay, let's get over the next case. We talk about Patrick Mahomes' dad, Patrick Mahomes' brother. Are we talking about all of the different Swifty, you know, situations and things we got to move around on the calendar? Oh, no, let's talk about, bring me the file over on Rashee Rice. No, not the six-car pileup file. Bring me the other file. The file of the assault that happened Monday night, Frank. Frank, get it together.
We only have so much time to go through all of these files.
Okay, here's this file. Let me open it up. Okay, wow. Maybe, given the spotlight on everything else that we can't control, we can't release Patrick Mahomes' father. We can't release Patrick Mahomes' brother. We got to stick with the Swift stuff. That's the great stuff for the, you know, brings in all the revenue. The only thing we can control out of this stack of problems on our table is that maybe we suspend this man and show people we mean business. We may let Patrick Mahomes' brother roam around the executive boxes upstairs, going through all he's going through. We may not say a single word about Patrick Mahomes' father. We may stay tight-lipped about everything, but we will take a stand on something we're allowed to take a stand on, and we're going to suspend this kid until he gets all.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All of his legal stuff out of the way. You can exemplist paid him. Commissioner exemplist pay him. And that is the workaround of the traditional move that now is accepted as a, the NFL doesn't do anything until the legal process plays itself out, right? That's what the NFLPA, the players, the league is kind of set in place as the process, right? Yeah, that kind of guides the ship, right? The NFL can really do whatever the hell it wants. And in the case of Commissioner Exemplis unpaid and Commissioner Exemplis paid, that paid part allows you to say, we're not punishing him. And we know that the player is being punished if their job's taken away. Some other younger rookie like Worthy or Hollywood Brown is going to take the job and eventually it's going to ruin their career. But technically speaking, we're not blaming anything yet. We're putting you on the exemplist paid until we figure it out. And once that news comes in that you're actually pleading guilty to multiple counts, serious, not multiple, you know, tiny little itty bitty misdemeanors. We're talking about a pretty significant group of criminal charges and counts that he's going to have to plead guilty to because he will have upwards of, we're saying, 8 to 14 counts on the vehicle crash, the six-car pileup. But now this puts such a bad light on the Chiefs, and they ignore most things because they have to, right? You can't do anything about Patrick Mahomes' brother and his father in terms of a team action type of thing. They could ban him from the facility maybe, but they can't do anything about it. They can't about this. And the SMU cornerback that was driving the other vehicle in the six-car pileup, the one that was driving the Corvette owned by Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice was driving the Lamborghini he was leasing, and the Lamborghini crashed into the median, came back over, caused the six-car trigger effect pileup, including the Corvette. And the driver of the Corvette was an SMU cornerback at SMU. SMU took action immediately. Boom. Done. Guys, done. Chiefs didn't do anything. Chiefs have been sitting on their hands, but the Chiefs probably are at the point now where they say, look, this is a bad look. We've already drafted his replacement in Xavier Worthy. This news definitely vaults Xavier Worthy's value up in 2024. It does some, lifting of his ADP in a dynasty, but it was already a pretty damn good dynasty value and people loved him. But this definitely puts it, the values of the other wide receivers, Hollywood, even Travis Kelce this year, not long-term because he only has maybe the 1 year, but Travis Kelce this year, Hollywood Brown this year, Worthy value this year, and future value Worthy, all upward. All upward. Stock is up. I don't know how much. Let me see here. Where's my I don't know how much. I'll probably say to the tune of maybe Hollywood Brown becomes an elite potential wide receiver three. Worthy becomes an elite wide receiver three. I think Worthy comes with a little bit of wait and see, right? But I think at this point, it is safer to assume that Rice is out for the entirety of the 2024 season than to assume he's not. However, this is the NFL. However, this is the legal system. However, this is planet Earth where human beings are involved in all of this. I can't guarantee anything. I thought it was madness that Alvin Kamara only got slapped on the wrist, and I was irate about that. Even though we drafted the hell out of Kamara value, he was on planet Uranus and also a guy we drafted over and over and over at the same time because you're looking at an unbiased man. You're looking at a man that drafts with his brain and makes comments with his heart and you know, doesn't, you know, think too much sometimes when he's got to come off the cuff, right? But when it comes to fantasy, I use this noggin that I got from the old parents. And I say, I don't care about the off-the-field stuff. I'm betting against the NFL. I'm betting against that Kamara does well. I'm betting against all those things. And Kamara came out and was an absolute monster for us. Even though we were against the man Kamara, we said, let's do business with Kamara. We won't shake his hand. We don't like him. We're not going to look him in the eye. But he's going to go out there and do well for us for Fantasy Football 2023. And he did just that. Here's the thing, though. I don't believe that is this situation for Rashee Rice. Let me just make that abundantly clear. We are not here to suggest that a repeat of that process is going to end up being in play here. We're not here to say.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Just that Rashee Rice on any level is probably a player you want to draft in 2024. We're not here to assume that this thing could turn in a good direction. I'm here to tell you at the end of the day, no matter where you're drafting Rice, if it falls into the 5-6 round territory, I can find you a better player. In redraft, instead of Rice, I can find you a better player. Zamir White's there. Why not take Zamir White, a running back option, overtaking Rashee Rice? Why not take a second quarterback, especially in best ball? Underdog Fantasy, promo code Smitty, where Underdog will double, or I'm sorry, the new deal is enter code Smitty and get your special pick and your first time deposit offer of up to $250. So if you want to draft with us during the nighttime, we draft around midnight most of the time. Hit that link in the description, use code Smitty. But on Underdog Fantasy, especially the bully quarterback best ball, why not take Joe Burrow? Why take Rashee Rice and waste your roster spot when you could just draft another Joe Burrow to go with your Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow to go with your Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow to go with your Josh Allen, Joe Burrow to go with your Anthony Richardson, and have the in best ball bully quarterback, even in one QB, bully quarterback approach, because you are not deciding which quarterback to start. The system does it for you, therefore you can't get it wrong. Bully quarterback's fantastic in best ball one QB. It is not fantastic in one QB non-best ball traditional drafts where you're going to make mistakes and start the wrong guy each week. That is not the best way to utilize your mid-round draft capital. But I can promise you, I can find you a handful of players I love way better than Rashee Rice. Anywhere near where Rashee Rice's ADP is going to settle once the dust clears. And we come in and we say, okay, now off of this news, where is Rashee Rice going? I can find you a better player. every time. With Kamara, I couldn't. With Kamara, he was fantastic. With this guy, Rashee Rice, I could find you a better pick every time. Avoid him across the board. Doesn't even matter if I'm wrong. I will find you a better guy. I will find you a guy that can outscore him, or in a worst case scenario of mine where I predict that he doesn't play and he plays the whole year and he does pretty damn well. He can only do so well because he's battling this mental situation. But if he does do well, my pick, my player, my handful of players will be at least equal in a worst case scenario for me as equal as Rice. Avoid him at all costs. This is not Alvin Kamara. This is not Alvin Kamara 2.0. It's just not. What will come of this? I don't know. I even hesitated to go live for about 20, 30 minutes just because I had a feeling that the team would release him or put him on paid, or he'd be put on paid leave, or they'd suspend him, or they'd make a statement like, we're going to ask Rice to stay away from the facility at the current moment in time. You know, something that would be a reaction. And I just wonder if the Chiefs are going to step up and do it, because SMU did it with the cornerback that was driving the Corvette and the Chiefs didn't. But with this extra situation, you just wonder if they're going to have the balls and cojones to do it. I don't think they will, I guess, at this stage. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I'm wondering if they will. They should. But, I mean, it is Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce, and also Xavier Worthy time. Let me also address one thing, though. Some people are going to say this lowers the value of Mahomes. It doesn't. Mahomes doesn't get affected like that. He's not the average quarterback. He's not the same type of guy. Hit the thumb up button. We got over 250 total people in here. And on YouTube, we only have 31 thumbs up. Smash that thumb up button. This is one of those guys, Patrick Mahomes, that's getting more talent in-house, you know, with Hollywood and Xavier Worthy than he had last year. And last year, it wasn't even jiving. Everything started to jive by the end of the year. Now, granted, he's going to have to jive with now Worthy and Hollywood. And some might say, God, that's going to be volatile again, right? Maybe not. Maybe what was going on last year, some total wasn't working. And now you have two new pieces to the puzzle that they get to mold, sculpt, and cultivate the way they want. And I think that Patrick Mahomes is going to drop a little bit in value because of this news. Maybe not, but he certainly doesn't climb back up, I don't think. Because people are going to be like, he's losing a weapon, maybe. Or he, even if they don't know how this is going to play out, I'm a little hesitant is what the average Bob's going to say. Bob's going to go, I'm a little hesitant, Smitty.
I'm a little hesitant, Smitty, because now he's losing a weapon. And he did very bad last year, Smitty. Why do you like Patrick Mahomes? He did very bad last year, Smitty. I mean, aside from winning the Super Bowl and getting on track and looking fantastic in the playoffs, he was pretty bad last year, Smitty.
That's kind of the point. That's kind of why I love Patrick Mahomes. That's kind of why, and listen to me and look into my glasses as I tell you this, because later on it's going to seem stupid. Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts are the best values in fantasy football. Coming closer. Patrick Mahomes is a sleeper. Jalen Hurts is a sleeper.
I don't understand. Smitty, I've been taught in the cookie cutter copy and paste industry that sleepers have to be unknown, Smitty.
Well, I make all the rules on this channel in terms of the definitions. And the definition of a sleeper to me, and has been for 25 years, and I get pushback on this every single year, and I don't care. A sleeper to me is any player being slept on at any moment, at any draft value. You could be a sleeper in round one. You could just be a first round sleeper. That's stupid, Smitty. No one's asking you, Bob. You can be a first round sleeper. You're a sleeper in round one. You can be a second round sleeper. There's a descriptor attached to it that gives you the definition of what kind of sleeper it is. But the thing is, I don't even need a descriptor when it comes to Hurts or Mahomes. you could say an unknown sleeper, a deep sleeper. Yeah, these guys aren't unknown sleepers or deep sleepers. You could take them out of those categories. But a general being slept on category, Mahomes is being slept on almost more than anyone in the entire fantasy football space, given cost of entry and given how high he could perform. Jalen Hurts is the biggest sleeper in fantasy football, being slept on the most out of any player in fantasy football. These two guys are sleepers. Mahomes is a sleeper. Jalen Hurts is a sleeper. And only the haters going to disagree as I see this guy with the name H. Nah. No way. No way. I don't like this. I don't like this. No one's asking you, H. No one's asking you. Let me show you something that will just tickle your fancy even more.
The Saturn Men.
One small step for man, one giant leap for Saturn.
Two biggest steals in all of fantasy football 2024. Patrick Mahomes, 5-round value. Hurts, 4-round value.
Spaceman.
Underdog Fantasy ADP, Hurts around 4.1, fluctuates from day to day, but right around 4.1. Mahomes right around 5.1, fluctuates from day to day. I think this could drop to 5.4. There are no bigger steals in fantasy football, period. No matter what H says, no matter what anybody else says, no matter what people remember later, these are the two best values in all of fantasy football, given cost of entry. Therefore, they are the two biggest sleepers in all of fantasy football. No matter what anybody with the one letter name that's hiding their identity says. No matter what they say. I don't even care what they say. No offense, H, but I just don't care. Thank God I got a commercial. Well, let me help you out further, H. There you go. Sebastian says, I think Burrow is a candidate. He's definitely a candidate. He's going to 6-7 round range. It's fantastic. These are your guys. These are your guys. Hurts, Mahomes. Mahomes should drop a little more. Let's hope that happens. Let's hope we get a value drop in Mahomes even to the 5.4. He was dancing around 5.4, 5.5 earlier in the year. So it wouldn't surprise me if you think, oh, he's getting a weapon taken away. Let's go from 5.1 to 5.5. Then Mahomes is even better. But let's just sit here for a second and relish in the fact that we can get probably the best value in all of fantasy in round 4. I would say Hurts is still better. I think Hurts in round 4. Like when we look at an ADP data, we look at round 4. You come up with a team that looks similar to this. You get Gibbs and MHJ. Let's say 12, 13 turn. You get Laporta and Hurts Laporta, however it looks. This could be a wide receiver. This could be sometimes Josh Jacobs. It could be Derrick Henry. Kind of envision whatever player you want. It can be Travis Kelce. You could go Kelce and Hurts. I'm not scared of dividing that up. I love that people think you can't draft Kelce if you don't draft Mahomes. You can't draft Hurts and then not draft, you know, A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. Just let people tell you this nonsense. You certainly can. You can stack in other ways, and you don't always have to stack. And sometimes stacking can take you down, something that I believe a year from now, you'll start seeing people rolling content out about that. But Hurts at 4 is probably the biggest steal in all of fantasy. And then Mahomes going around this territory, allowing you to go exactly what I just showed you, but even more so, going Travis Kelce maybe here, maybe going Jacobs or Henry here, or Devontae Smith here, and then getting your Gibbs and so on. Like, the only thing is from the 12, 13, not as likely to get Mahomes at the 5.11 or 5.12. So you are talking about a different kind of group of players. So you're going like maybe Bijan in the middle of the round, Achan in the middle of the round, DK, Devontae Smith, and Mahomes, or Bijan, and potentially you could say a Debo or whoever you want in round 2. You could say Achan again. You could say DK, Kelce, Mahomes, and that smashes and wins leagues and is one of the best ways to approach your fantasy football 2024 draft approach. I love AR-5. Our AR-5s, let me show you something.
The Saturn men.
One small.
He's on a shuttle to Mars.
There he is.
Mars man.
There he is. AR-5, top five bound. Yeah, there's the worry about getting hurt. Yeah, sure. Moon man.
The moon man.
Zamir.
Dropping loads in outer space.
Garendo, we're not letting you in, pal. You just can't get onto the moon man list.
Space monster.
You're not even the backup yet. Come, become the backup and come see us. Garendo, now get out of here. But you know where Garendo is? Mid-season monsters with Sinnott, with Baker, with Corley, with Hollywood Brown, who really, he's only here because, I mean, I don't know. I just don't want to move him. He was here from the kind of beginning when the Rashee Rice news started to break. And I just I wanted to leave him exactly where he was so that we don't look like we're moving him around. He's sitting right there. He's going to be the only kind of out of place, you know, early season potentially monster. But maybe it takes him a while to get rapport and maybe gets going. So it does make sense too. Spears, Adunze probably starting off slow in a crowded room. But with Keenan Allen older, with, you know, with DJ Moore and Caleb needing to prove to me that they've got rapport and this there isn't some sort of beef based on the way some of the news is unraveled with Caleb lately. But yeah, I mean, we're looking at right here, we're looking at a fantastic... Ramondre's coming up soon. We're looking at a fantastic season for Mahomes, no matter what happens with Rashee Rice. Part of me just wants Rashee Rice out of the picture so they can focus and build the rapport and not have this like rapture of Rashee Rice midseason or just this drama or a distraction. That's why I'm hoping that the Chiefs step up and do the right thing and just say, you know, don't come into the facility until this is all worked out, or that the NFL says suspended or on the commissioner exempt list rather. Paid leave. We're not technically disciplining you, even though it is, but you're not coming back until this is all worked out. Go figure out your legal stuff and come back when you're done. We'll be waiting for you if you're innocent. If you're not, then you're going to be pleading guilty and you will get a year-long suspension on top of the commissioner exempt list paid. Like this stupid maneuver by this guy to go to the club like a moron, to go to the club And after everything you're going through, you're going to go to the club. You're going to go to the club. Why are you going to go to the club? Shouldn't you be focused on football? Shouldn't you be at the facility playing, if you're going to relax, play Madden, scoring, you know, 95 touchdowns in one season using yourself. Play Madden. Hit the gym. Get in the playbook. Get out there with Hollywood catching balls from Mahomes. Like Hollywood's getting he's rolling his sleeves up and he's getting his hands dirty. And this guy goes to the club after everything he's been doing. This guy has no head on his shoulders whatsoever. And he goes to the club on Monday night and allegedly, right? It's still allegedly, but why are you at the club? Why are you putting yourself in this situation? Even if it's blown up in a different way, it's out of, you know, drawn out of proportion, whatever. What are you doing at the club? So he goes to the club. Instead of working out, staying out of trouble, you hang around. You are who you hang around with. You are who you hang around with. The more Ron Navy's been a part of this show, the more I yell. You are who you hang around with. And this kid can't let go of his past. He can't let go of his past. That's a problem for a lot of players. They can't let go of their pals and buddies that bring them down, that leech off them after they get into the NFL, get a bunch of money. Their entourage becomes a problem. The same entourage that all decided in one like mind to walk off the freeway and leave injured people, four other cars, that they caused a six-car pileup with. They leave those individuals, every single person, with Rashee Rice. Every single person with him, his entourage, the two cars full of people. They grabbed their bags. One witness said that they grabbed weapons. We don't know if that was true. It was alleged. And they walked off the freeway. And then there was a video that surfaced where the guy's filming it. He goes, "You guys just gonna leave it, huh?" Because they're just walking away. And then when they walked away, he goes, "They probably stole it." And you know what everybody said in the comments? Oh my God, how could he say that about these individuals walking off the freeway? What a horrible thing to say to people abandoning a scene of million-dollar vehicles. They immediately crash within 7 to 8 seconds. They're all running off the freeway. Yeah, way crazy assumption to be like, oh, they stole them. And this guy that filmed that got ridiculed. Like, oh, what a piece of whatever. This guy is saying, how do you assume they stole the vehicles? Like, what is someone supposed to think when a car full of people and a car full of people, Lamborghini Corvette, causes a 6-car pileup, they grab their stuff and they run off the freeway? What are people supposed to think? That wasn't a crazy assumption. Didn't matter who got out and walked off. You could have said that about anybody, no matter what they looked like walking off the freeway, abandoning some total of million-dollar vehicles like they were nothing. Get out of here. They aren't mine. That's what the guy essentially thought was going on. He goes, you guys just going to leave them? And then, you okay? Okay. And they walk off. It was just insane. Hal's trying to trade Rashee Rice with a 25 second for Quentin Johnston. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could get that, but I don't know either way. I'm not sure. What's up, everybody? Filing in. Appreciate you. Anyway, my conclusion here is this. Rashee Rice, expect him to be done. He may not be. Expect him to be done. Maybe for his career. And if he's not, like, I still can find you a better pick at his ADP. So there's literally zero reason. Zero reason to draft him in 2024 and beyond. I will give you a list of better players. I will give you a list of better players at every turn. Give me a scenario. Call in and say, what about this? What about that? I will give you a list of different scenarios. Dial in.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
Dial into the phone lines brought to you by theattic.shop. Get all of your, formerly known as Grindhouse, get all of your amazing, amazing apparel. This channel absolutely, absolutely loves this brand. And the Attic Doc Shop is where it's at. Vintage movie tees and hoodies straight from the attic. And when I say that, I mean it. The guy that owns this company, amazing man. His dad forgot about a box of movie prints that he had the rights to. And they just started, you know, what if we made t-shirts with all these prints that we own? They don't owe a single thing to the creators of King Kong, Godzilla, the Beast, the Thing. They have these posters, and if they're printed like the poster, they can do whatever they want with them back in the day when they signed that deal or whatever. So they come out with these amazing, amazing prints, and these are fantastic. All these hoodies and apparel is right in front of you. King Kong versus Godzilla, 40 years ago type of poster on a t-shirt or on a hoodie. I love it. I begged them to come back. I love Grindhouse. They've been here for this is going on 2.5 years, I think, as a sponsor. And they're our main hoodie and t-shirt sponsor. They're our only hoodie and t-shirt sponsor, by the way. Sebastian, go ahead. You're live.
Yeah, Smitty, I don't understand. Like, you have 8 count on a pending case that may go up. You got the public eye staring at you. Even if you didn't do it, even if it was your friend, even if it was a stranger that got in a fight and you were there, like, why would you even put yourself in that position around those people with those possibilities when you have this legal heat on you already?
Yeah, psychologically, I can tell you the answer because I bring the psychology to the table. I love psychology. I study psychology. I graduated from psychology. So I'd tell you that, like, from a psychological standpoint, it's called arrested development to a certain degree. Like, Michael Jackson never grew up because he grew up in the public eye, and his development was arrested. It was put in a box, locked up, and he wasn't ever able to mature. So Michael Jackson still acted like a child because he never grew up. Kid actors always get in trouble and end up being the worst kids, right? Kid actors that are stars when they're younger, they end up being like just the most troubled adults because of arrested development. So these players, in some respect, have a version of that mixed with on top of arrested development, because they're supposed to be these like adults so quickly, right? They got so much responsibility, but then you give them a bunch of money and they're not ready to manage the money, and then they've got horrible friends, bro. The people that are successful and get out of a bad environment are the ones that can say, you know what, as much as I love my buddies, like probably his buddies, you're making assumptions here, but we're talking about a group of individuals that like-mindedly walked off the freeway and left people injured. So I think it's a safe assumption to say that his friends are probably not all that good. So for him to keep his friends around, leeching off him, peer pressuring him, and, you know, dragging him to the club. Come on, man, let's go. You know, who cares about that? Like, I don't know. It's a combination of everything. It's a combination of bad people that you hang out with, not letting go of the bad people. You are who you hang out with. Giving a young kid a whole bunch of money that hasn't truly developed the way a normal person has, because they've been kind of in business mode from a very young age playing a sport. Now, granted, I'm sure he goes out and he socializes. I'm not saying his development's completely arrested. It's not like a child actor where they can't go anywhere. But for the most part, there is a version of that. And that's why you see a lot of NFL players have this problem. It's not like, it's not a weird coincidence. Like, wow, it's weird that so many people, it's actually like, there's a reason. So Rashee Rice has never matured.
All his money came out of like nowhere. Like they were young.
Yeah.
You get like a $30 million contract when they get drafted.
When you're not mature.
Never seen that money before.
The problem is he doesn't probably have a lick of money left, because he spent, you could tell, he has a Lamborghini and a Corvette. He's going to the clubs. And rookies don't get paid like, you know, veterans get paid. And he didn't get all that money up front. He's probably dry right now. He's probably tapped out. And now that's another thing that's probably going to be a problem for him with all these legal fees. He's getting sued in two different $1 million or more civil situations relating to this. He's probably, or relating to the car accident situation, he's probably like very, very stressed out, and for good reason. I'm not blaming him there. I'm not saying he didn't create this, but he's probably pretty stressed out. And so that's another component of why I think in his head mentally, he's going to mess up and not have a good season, even if he plays, because he's got so much on the line. The pressure is super high. Xavier Worthy comes in, he's faster, maybe better. Hollywood Brown comes in, he's a veteran. He might know what Mahomes wants more and quicker and pick up things. Now he's got the pressure on him. Kelsey's there. He's falling behind. He's getting upset. He's dropping passes. He's out at the club instead of trying to rectify his standing inside the organization. He's at the club instead of trying to get better to get above Worthy and Hollywood Brown. This is not a guy that's going to fend off a hungry Hollywood Brown that's focused. This is not a guy that's going to fend off an incoming rookie that the team loves and has high draft capital in, that's going to say, this is a kid we're developing no matter what. This kid's not, he's not fending off anybody. His mentality isn't strong enough to fend off these guys, because he's going to the club. He's going to the club with everything going on right now, where he raced from the club, restaurant, bar, wherever it was. Not even sure where he was when he raced away from the club celebrating and got in the 6-car pileup. He goes back to the environment that caused everything. And part of me wonders what he was driving. Was it a new leased high-end vehicle? Probably. No, something tells me he didn't take an Uber to the club or drive a Honda Accord. Something tells me the guy replaced.
He's living the life right now.
Something tells me the guy replaced one of his vehicles with something as expensive, and it's probably leased or whatever. But something tells me this guy does not make a single good decision about anything. I would love to know. Someone can find out what he drove to the club the night that this happened, or what he's currently driving. I'd love to know. I just love to know. Is it another Lambo?
And then I kind of wanted to play devil's advocate to give you just one scenario. Like, if the ADP is right, I'm talking like after pick 120, the only way I can really see myself drafting him is if I have a double stack with Mahomes and Kelce, and I wanted Rice as like a wide receiver 4 or 5.
Well, I mean, give me an ADP.
Like,
120 is pretty far. I don't think he's even going to fall that. I mean, maybe he will. I don't know. Depends on, without any news of him being suspended, I don't know if he'll drop to 120, but let's see. Let me see if I can.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, Matt, if he does get suspended, I might buy into him.
Like, give me an exact scenario, and I'll tell you who I'd rather have.
He's suspended for 8 games, and his ADP is at 120.
8 games, 120. Gabe Davis, Jahan Dotson, Xavier Leggett, Ricky Parasol. Even like a Luke McCaffrey's more intriguing, bro. And if we go to RBs,
even with the Mahomes stack,
who cares about a freaking stack, bro? Who cares? It doesn't do any good when a guy's out half a season. It doesn't matter. 120, we're talking about running backs like Spears, Blake Corum, if you had Kyren, for example. That's where you would say, screw the extra player. I'm taking the cuff who can help me all year long, potentially, at any moment. Jalen Wright, you had Achane. You cuff Wright to him instead of taking that extra player. Kendre Miller is even worth more. The rookie Vidal from LAC's board. I don't think you can find a scenario where I'm drafting Rashee Rice. If he's suspended half a season, I'm not touching him at even 120. I don't care. Because, bro, even if he comes back, what's he coming back to? You don't know. You don't know. Give me.
You wouldn't do it in, like,
I just said no. I just said no. Dotson. Give me Dotson all day long. All year long he plays. What are we doing? I mean, do what you want. That's me. That's my answer. You ask me my answer. Obviously, you can do what you want, but no, I'm not taking him. He's out half. Your scenario, he's out half the year. If he's not suspended for half a year, then it's a little bit different. I don't think he'll be at 120, though. So I don't think there's a scenario.
Oh, no, he probably won't even fall like that much. Maybe a half a round at most. If he's not suspended yet.
Well, then the answer is like absolutely run for the hills. But no, I just named a bunch of players. Give me a handful of more players. I didn't even need to go down the list. But no, I'm not taking a guy that's out half a season and coming back to what? What's he coming back? What's he coming back to at that point, bro? You think they're just going to replace Worthy and take Hollywood Brown out of successful progression roles with the team? What's he gonna do? He's not gonna be remotely the player you remember. Sebastian was the wide receiver 1 for the Kansas City Chiefs. If he's out half a year, he's the wide receiver 3 upon his return and the 4th target option. Don't think you're getting back what he once was. You're not. If he's suspended for half a year, you're not getting that same player back, bro, at all. Dotson well over him. I'm not going near. All right, last question. Go ahead, Sebastian.
No, that was it right now. I'm gonna listen in. I gotta hang up though.
All right, call back if you got another one later. Yeah, I can't get behind that. You do what you want, Sebastian. I'm not mad at you or your take. I just, that was my reaction. My reaction is always passionate. It's not about you. It's about the take. I love Sebastian's always like questioning it though. You know, he'd be like, "What about this?" And I say my answer. He goes, "Well, you wouldn't do it. You don't like it. you don't like Rice out for half a season, coming back as the 4th target option." His voice gets all high. He's all shocked. That's what I just said, Sebastian. Phone lines, dial in. We got some voicemails too that your boy, I had you guys call in, and there's going to be a voicemail line that's different than anything else, right? So here's the first voicemail.
taking my call. I'd like to get to know your thoughts on where would you draft four rookies this year in a standard redraft league. The four guys are Jonathan Brooks, Trey Benson, Xavier Worthy, and Keon Coleman. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
I mean, that's a vague question. Like, where in redraft?
Hey, Smitty, thanks for taking my call.
Redraft?
I'd like to get to know your thoughts on where would you draft four rookies this year in a standard redraft league.
Okay, so redraft, I'd probably say, I mean, tough to say. I mean, Benson and Brooks, you're getting like in the, I want to say like Brooks maybe 75, 80, Benson 80. In redraft, non-best ball, they might go higher, they might not. Depends on your league mates. It also depends on if Connor has been talked about as being banged up or if Benson gets, you know, big time news right now. You're going to be able to get them at those kind of like 75 to 90. I think Benson's going at like 95 to 100 on best ball though. So you want to take advantage of that. You don't want to reach above that. But I just wonder if in the big boy world, you know, you're going to see it differently than in like ESPN. You know, ESPN, Benson could go in like the 120s. I don't know. So tough to know. As far as, you know, Worthy, as far as Keon Coleman, I feel like their ADPs on Underdog are pretty pretty solid in terms of painting that picture. You got Worthy going right now with this news. I'd probably say his 60 ADP climbs to about 55. I think he goes right around Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Kirk, right below Pickens and Higgins maybe. I think he easily climbs there instead of being below Reed and Christian Kirk and McLaurin. I think he does climb four or five spots. As far as Coleman, Keon Coleman's about 77 overall. He probably climbs in the coming weeks and months with good reports. Probably climbs a little bit, but that's probably a good safe zone for him. So Keon Coleman's probably around wide receiver 35 to 45. Can fluctuate in a different place. Here's another one.
Hey, Smitty, thanks for taking my call. I have a question for you.
Good one. My answer is no. And then one more voicemail. We opened this up briefly, so there's not a ton of them. But all right. Good takes. Appreciate you all. Thanks for dropping voicemails for the voicemail segment. Now dial into the phone line.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
Rashee Rice. Stay far away. Stay away from this man. Don't draft him on your fantasy team. If you've got him, you should have already traded him, because I've already talked about it. His value is only going to go down. If you held on to him and you have Rashee Rice and you call into this show, I'm not saying I won't help you and I don't want you to feel like you can't call in. Just admit it. I didn't listen to you, Smitty. Can you help me with Rashee Rice? That's going to be what you want to ask me. That'll invoke the best response from me is, hey, Smitty, I didn't listen. I didn't get rid of him. Can you please help me? And I will say, you know what? Compassion. Yes, young man. Come over and take a seat. But you call in and go, hey, I got Rashee Rice. And how do I get rid of him? I'm going to say, what in the hell were you? So set yourself up properly. Because I'm probably going to flip out a little bit. Because there's no reason you should still own Rashee Rice. I've already told you to get rid of him. We'll be back at 8 p.m. That's like 50 minutes from now. Appreciate you all. Live when big news breaks.
Legend has it, if you say Saint Brown three times in the dark in the bathroom, you will immediately lose your league.